are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So many of us have been aware that there's been this huge black market kidney type of black market where people talk kids out of their kidneys by incentivizing them that with an iPad or iPhone. And since many teenagers don't even know what a kidney is or what a kidney does and is told that they have two of them, but they really, really, really want an iPhone or iPad, they have no problem giving this kidney up. Well, apparently five people have been charged in a Chinese kidney scheme, right? They've been charged with intentional injury after illegally buying one of the kidneys of a teenage boy who used the money for an iPhone and an iPad. The five, including a surgeon, removed the organ in April 2011. We talked about this back then. From the 17-year-old high school student in China's Anhui province. The teenager is now suffering renal insufficiency and his condition, they say, per CNN, is deteriorating. Now, one of the defendants, a man named He Wei, was described as, we aren't talking about the Wii, we're talking about iPad and iPhone. Stop it, people. Come on. All right, be serious. Now, apparently, one of the defendants, described as penniless and frustrated over gambling debts, and allegedly sought to make enormous earnings through illegal kidney training. It said the men identified donors through online chat rooms and conducted the operation at a hospital. A man named Song Zhongyu, a surgeon from a provincial hospital in the Yunnan province, received nearly $35,000 in the deal. So the surgeon makes $35,000. You know what they gave the boy? $3,500. Wang later confessed to his mother when she confronted him about where he got the money. The mom didn't notice the scar and the bleeding? I mean, wouldn't you, if your kidney was taken out, wouldn't you be maybe kind of hunched over a little bit, limping? Anyway, according to China's Ministry of Health, about 1.5 million people in the country are in need of transplants, and yet only 10,000 transplants are performed each year. Transplants. And, you know, in America, too, a huge transplant list. The lists go on, which is why I keep saying, make sure you guys get a donor buddy. Have a donor buddy. But, you know, my gosh, these kids, you know, they probably, you know how you get those pop-ups on your computer saying you just want an iPad and then, you know, or an iPhone. So then you click on it, like an idiot, I've clicked on those because I'm like, oh, wow, I won. And then they say, but you need to just, you know, do one small thing. Well, that's probably how they're getting these kids. You know, you just have to donate a quote-unquote useless little piece of something in your body. All right, fine. You could have it. I don't care. I don't need it. I pee too much anyway. Let me urinate less. It's horrible. But honestly, I have a huge problem with the internet. It's getting more and more cluttered. I know I talk about Facebook and Twitter getting cluttered, but now it's every time I click on a news webpage, video is coming up. Are you guys noticing that too? And it's vocal. You're getting audio. So I work a lot while the kids are watching TV so I can keep an eye on them. So I'm trying to do work. You know, I'm trying to prep for the show and I'm reading different news stories and finding out what's going on overseas. And then all of a sudden, an ad pops up with audio. And, you know, I have to, you know, try to shut it down and it's a huge nuisance. Now, these companies are stupid because I figured out how to shut it off. I figured out where the little pause sign is. And if they know they only have 2-3 seconds of audio before somebody shuts it down or clicks off the site, well, there's two people stupid in this, okay? But first, the advertisers, what they need to do is put their name their product in the first 3 seconds. If their product is Giggly Goop, say Giggly Goop. Don't say, I was young when I first noticed my problem. Click, then I click. So I never got the product. But they should probably say, Giggly Goop sponsored this. Giggly Goop, hi, I was, you see what I mean? Get that name in there. Because while the person is cussing at the computer, they shut it off. Now, what's ridiculous are these websites that allow these advertisers to advertise. They should take a look and look at their stats on if people are shutting down the website as soon as it comes on. I am. I mean, luckily, with the internet, there are hundreds of different sites giving us the same article. Right? I mean, I like to avoid commentary and blogs. I like to actually get, you know, the report. But you know, there's many sites that do that. So if I open up a site that starts to hit me and bombard me with advertisement and audio, I shut it down. So whoever thinks they're making money by having these, it's not helping. So that's why I think they need to revamp that. So I'm just getting a little frustrated. I think the internet is completely overwhelming. I don't want anybody controlling it. I don't like the idea of somebody controlling it. But I think I predict this Twitter and Facebook and a lot of these things that have, it's just going to be too much. And somebody is going to have to go back and simplify. You know, I talk about this, how the pendulum always swings, right? And with the more velocity it swings, the more you could expect an abrupt change. We talked about this with what we were viewing on television, you know, in the 90s. That was when TV got the most sultry. You had the Jerry Springer. You had, I guess, I don't know, People Gone Wild, Melrose Place. It was really getting sultry. And I remember telling my husband, you can't get more sultry than this. I mean, where are they going to go from here? They're going to have to go back and probably start doing, like, musicals, Star Search. And that's exactly what happened. What happened in 2000, 2001? American Idol. You had High School Musical coming out. You had Dancing with the Stars. They went the other way. Now, though, it's starting to get a little bit more. Now they're starting to do fashion shows. Now it's again, things go back and forth all the time. So I think my prediction is somebody's going to say, to heck with this whole internet. We're just going to simplify it for you. Very simple. And I think that's what we're going to go for, because right now it's too cluttered. All right, guys, don't go away. I got some real cool stuff to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Your family and loved ones aren't ready for empty grocery store shelves. Will they survive if the system crashed tomorrow? Are you prepared to feed your family when a major crisis occurs? Will they perish from the lack of available food because you procrastinated? Getting self-reliant is the only way to ensure you and your loved ones will make it through the coming hardships. One of the most important survival products that is a must-have is Garden Food Seeds. GetSeeds.net is offering a huge garden in a bag that will give you and your family the food security that it deserves. Our food garden in a bag consists of a whopping 100 packets of the highest quality non-GMO, heirloom vegetable, culinary herbs, and a couple of garden variety of fruit seeds for only $59. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, 100 packets of seeds for only $59. This blowout sale will end soon, so call now to secure your huge garden in a bag that is heat sealed for long-term storage at GetSeeds.net. That's GetSeeds.net, or call now at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. Don't delay, call today.
If you are a sales professional and you love to help people and make money, stop everything and listen to me now. InspectorAudit.com is hiring brokers nationwide. InspectorAudit.com is the primary source for exposing all loan-related bank and servicing fraud. If you're passionate, driven to succeed, and you want to earn real money, then we want you. Call InspectorAudit.com right now at 855-552-9932. InspectorAudit.com, 855-552-9932. Commissions paid daily.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through April 30th, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Microfilter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at VPrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the VPrepared.com April sale ends April 30th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I've had a lot of patients upset over the last day or two with this study that came out saying antibiotics may be just as good for your acute appendicitis attack as taking out the appendix, and that maybe doctors should do this watch and wait, right? Where else did we hear watch and wait? Right, with prostate cancer. Yeah, now researchers in Britain have discovered that you can actually treat appendicitis with just antibiotics. Now, for years, I remember 20 years ago they were talking about this. Treat appendicitis with antibiotics and you don't have to, you know, take out the appendix. And not many people wanted to do it. One, they didn't want to get sued. Two, patients were still coming back in pain. Then what? But also number three is many times the CAT scans didn't accurately predict or depict what was going on with the appendix. We were talking about this in the previous hour and yesterday, how, you know, we would go in surgery, look at the appendix. It would have a pseudocyst and it was, you know, fluctuant and, you know, pussy, necrotic, et cetera, whatever. Yet when you look back at the CAT scan, shows, you know, signs of early appendicitis. And you're looking going, really? The CAT scan didn't see this? Yeah, sometimes the CAT scans can miss it. So you may get a CAT scan and it looks like something mild. Send the person home with an antibiotic. Meanwhile, they could rupture. Now, in this study, it was a small study. They said there were very few complications. Some people did well with the antibiotics. Some people needed more antibiotics. Some people did have to go on to surgery. And I get that. Having surgery has its own complications. But you as a consumer and as a patient, you know, if I were you, I would be a little unsettled right now. Because what do you what do you do when the doctor tells you no? I'm not going to recommend surgery. And you're like, but doc, I think I have an appendicitis attack. No, 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 we're just going to give antibiotics. You know, what do you have a say? And what about with prostate cancer? No, no, I think we should watch and wait. I mean, I don't want patients doubting what their doctor says. And I don't want the doctor regurgitating something that we're getting from a country that, you know, has socialized medicine, or from our country that wants to turn to socialized medicine. Okay? We've saved many lives doing some of the things we've done. And I don't know if we should start messing around with this. But I don't know how you patients do it. I mean, how do you sit there? If the doctor tells you no, I want to just give you an antibiotic, what do you do? I mean, if you feel like you want that appendix out, I guess you'll have to just find a doctor that will. I don't know where medicine is going. I'm scared. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hello? I want to know why so many doctors treat their patients as though they are absolute morons. You ask questions, they don't give you answers, or they beat around the bush about it, and they won't tell you anything or explain anything. And this is getting worse instead of better. Thank you.
Thank you for your comment. I may go off on a tangent a little here. When I sit down and talk to a patient, I like to establish a relationship with them. I notice I can explain more to somebody I'm getting along with. I mean, I've never admitted this on air, and I've never realized it until I heard your message here. You know, think about it. When I'm shooting the breeze with my patients, and I, like, the last couple days, I mean, I am so blessed with the patients I've had. Sit down, and I go, look, this is what I'm thinking. This is what is going on. And you could talk. Now, I will admit this. Very rarely, I have somebody that you just can't talk to. You just can't. Now, some of them may be second-guessing you. Some of them may keep interrupting. Well, what about this? I tried that, doc. Well, I already tried that. And they don't let me finish a sentence. Those people I notice, I stop talking after a while. Because, one, they don't let me finish. Two, I'm not really establishing any sort of a rapport where we could have a dialogue. All right? I think there should be a dialogue. I don't want to just talk and have you say, yes, Dr. Dahlia, and that's it. All right? I want to say something and then have you give me your thoughts on would that apply to you, would it not apply to you, what have you tried, et cetera. And I have to admit, there are some patients that are just really difficult to talk to. And I used to think I was an expert in being able to talk to patients. I mean, one of the reasons why I was able to get a job in radio is because I am able to explain things the way we all can understand, even as physicians can understand. I mean, even in medical school, somebody talking about, you know, this study and this cross-sectional analysis and this end value and the standard deviation. I don't want to hear that stuff. Give me the nitty-gritty of what's going on. And I love doing that. I've always done that with patients. And so I had a place in radio to be able to do that. Right. Without giggling or making farting sound, though. I understand that. But sometimes I have patients that I just don't think I'm getting through, and I don't think they're listening to me. And it's just a very weird air in the room, right? You know, it's just odd. And I don't make them feel like a moron or anything like this, like the previous caller said, but sometimes I'm like, I just can't talk to them. It happens rarely, and I hate it. I feel bad the rest of the day when I have somebody I can't talk to. And I feel good when I really break down what's going on with their breast cancer, or what's going on with their Crohn's disease or their celiac disease, or, you know, why the doctor said I'm doing a hysterectomy. Because remember, the family doc, and I'm a family doc, my job is to be the one to talk to the patient, because many other specialties, they don't. They evaluate. They say, thank you. I'll send my report to your family doc, have the family doc talk to you. Now, I can't stand when specialists do that. I can't, because again, I'm not the specialist, they are. And, you know, if somebody is, you know, going numb and going limp and having atrophy in one arm, I'd like them to then talk to the patient and, you know, go say what the next step is. But unfortunately, there are specialists out there that just dump it on the family doc. Well, then it is my job to sit there and explain. And sometimes I'll tell the patients, I don't know why this is happening to you. I have no idea why, but tell them that. You don't have to make a person feel like an idiot. There's no reason to. We're all people. I mean, you know, if a lawyer could make me feel like an idiot, a plumber could make me feel like an idiot. Somebody who knows computers can easily make me feel like an idiot. Donovan is great. I work with Donovan here at GCN. Donovan knows so much about the electronics, about what's going on. You know, he's my engineer here. He's my everything here. And I'm like, duh, when he talks, I don't get all this stuff. So honestly, somebody who knows their field, okay, somebody who knows their field and wants to explain it to somebody isn't doing a darn good job of making it feel stupid. But if they're like, look, this is how I do it, X, Y, and Z, there's ways to have a dialogue without making somebody feel stupid. So if your doctor makes you feel stupid, you get a new doctor. Nobody should make you feel stupid, right? You know, if I go to a lawyer to try to have a will written and he makes you feel dumb, what? This is what you want to do? I'll see somebody else. I don't need to be insulted. I don't need that. All right? Everybody at Genesis Communications Network is awesome. They do know I'm a complete idiot when it comes to computers and engineering and all that, but they don't make me feel like an idiot. They make me feel smart. I know many people think I'm an idiot. I know, but they don't make me feel that way. They make me feel smart. Thank God I work for such a great company. And thank you, Donovan. But great group of guys. So, you know, if a doctor does know more, there's ways to talk, but teach the person. That's why they're coming to you. Doctors are supposed to be teachers. Same thing with rabbis and priests and, you know, people of the cloth. All right. If your rabbi or priest made you feel stupid that you don't have Leviticus memorized, you're not going to really get anywhere with them. But when you go to them and say, look, all right, I probably should have read my Bible a little better than I did. Cliff Notes was a bad idea. Explain to me why we do without bread on Passover and why I'm so constipated because I'm eating these crackers that are ripping up my gut. Explain that to me. All right. Well, in Exodus, blah, 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 blah. You see? So, you know, I think there's an art now, but notwithstanding, your specialists, they're very busy, many of them, and many of them don't really have the gift of gab. They will walk in the room and say, we need to cut this out. We're going to cut this out. That's what we're doing. Talk to your family doctor. And I, you know, unfortunately, some of those people are actually the best surgeons out there. All right. I've experienced that where they don't say jack diddly squat, but their hands are good with surgery people with surgery. So, you know, what I would do is, you know, if this is a specialist who's kind of treating you that way, I'd, you know, get a new specialist. But if everybody says he's the best, honestly, you don't need to be in love with the guy. If he's going to cut out your tumor and he's the best of the best, let him cut out the tumor. You know, I think it's sad. I don't think anybody should be made to feel that way. All right, but remember, we have now an atmosphere where patients and doctors are almost working against each other because of insurance companies and government pitting us against each other. The relationship's not going to get better, people. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
A healthy heart starts with Extendivite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention, information in this 1-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show of Health. Thanks for all tuning in. Sorry, I was going to say, how y'all doing? But no, this isn't the start of the show. It's the bottom of the hour. So I don't have to really ask, how y'all doing? Okay? Although I do care about how you doing. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this is interesting. Fantastic Voyage now has a robo surgeon. Okay, do you guys get all this robo Fantastic Voyage stuff? I don't, but I guess it is a 3-millimeter robo-surgeon that will swim inside the veins and find where the disease is. They say doctors in the future, this is a breakthrough at Stanford, has created a fantastic void-style vehicle that could swim through patients' veins, powered wirelessly by electromagnetic waves from doctors from the outside. This is cool stuff, people. This is really, really cool. Previous prototypes apparently have been hampered with large batteries, but this new machine is about the size of a grain of rice. I'm reporting this from Science Tech. The device, they said, could deliver drugs, could perform surgery, or just even do, like, missions, like capsular endoscopy, where they go in and they take a picture, right? Really tiny, about 3 millimeters wide, 4 millimeters long. And they think that if they could control this, then they could zap cancer. They can administer chemotherapy. They could even possibly remove polyps. I don't think I'd want anything swimming in my colon, but they've already been testing little robots for that. I don't know. I think it's cool. But implantable medical devices, I think, are going to be the thing of the future. You know, usually each year around New Year's, which I forgot to do this year, is I like to come up with my predictions of what. Well, I think I did my predictions this year. I probably don't remember. Yeah, I predict I'm going to lose my memory this year. I think there's going to be a few things that not only is going to be the wave of the future, but I believe is going to be invented at lightning speed. I mean, you know, remember how quickly things happened in the 90s? I mean, remember we went from, you know, cell phones to computers to, I mean, just, you know, smart little devices. Things happened so quickly and accelerated, sometimes too fast, which is why, you know, I have a problem with, I think, the Internet. I think it grew too fast to where we have no idea how to, have children's controls and control the cyberbullying and, you know, deal with all the, nasty things people can write about you. And we don't have laws. We don't know what to do. We don't know how to control the Internet. And I hate to use that word control, but we don't know what we have. I don't even think we know what the Internet's possibilities are, but we have it. And this is the world we're in, and we better figure it out fast. Okay. But this is what I predict is going to happen with medicine, you know, going through this whole, I mean, electronics and devices and computers, of course, is going to transfer to medicine. I mean, they're already making bones and transplant organs out of 3D printers. I mean, computers are all into our colon and our veins and, you know, and so these little devices are definitely going to be the means of the future. And they're actually trying to come up with a device similar to Star Trek where it just scans you, you know, on the outside of the body and tells you what's wrong. People don't want pap smears. People don't want colonoscopies. People don't want invasive procedures. And look at the cost savings. If you don't have to do the prep, if you don't have to hire an anesthesiologist, look at the price savings. So, you know, I think the wave of the future is going to be machines and monitoring devices, implantable devices, and also, of course, stem cell. I think they have exploded with stem cell research, using people's own stem cells to grow organs or extra parts of organs. I think it's brilliant. I think it's something that they are going to master fairly quickly, and I hope they do. And they need to, because we have a huge transplant shortage. So I'm kind of excited. I think medicine is going to be extremely exciting over the next few years, in the next decade. Now, in terms of stem cell therapy, that's going to be very expensive. These devices, yes, they're going to be very expensive. But if in the long run they save money, then that may be just right up America's alley, especially with Obamacare and everything they want to do, like give us antibiotics for appendicitis. Ha. Huh. All right. Speaking of computers, what is this? All right. Apparently, there's a robot chess set that allows players to physically make their moves from different sides of the world. All right. A 23-year-old student in the U.S., let me see if they give us his name. I'll see. Has come up with, I guess his username is Fungo right now 12, has invented a robot chess set where the pieces physically move on boards that could theoretically be separated by thousands of miles. He calls it wireless Arduino powered chess. And it was built as a university project. I got to tell you, if you ask me when I was the smartest and the most scholastic, hands down, college. Hands down. I mean, I think I'm pretty smart now, and I'm pretty well read, and I think I'm more seasoned, and I think I have more street smarts, but I was the most academic and ingenious when I was in college. Maybe it's because I was in my 20s. Maybe it's because you're studying all the time. But I got to tell you, these young guns, they really, you know, hand it to them. Okay, anyway. So they navigate the board thanks to an electromagnet on a frame under the board that can slide up and down. It shows players moving their pieces to the positions of their choice, and the opponent's board mimicking this and sliding a piece off. It has been taken. Apparently, footage of this is on YouTube. But how do you control it from across the world? I guess the electromagnet is fed instructions from a microprocessor. So you input your move, the computer, you know, Honestly, it's probably easier just to play the chess video game. I hate playing with people online. And some of these people are really idiots. You have no idea if you're playing with an 80-year-old man who's an expert at chess or a 5-year-old. You really don't know because, you know, when they move the pawn, okay, do you move the pawn 2 steps forward and do you always move the pawn in front of the king? But then every now and then you see somebody move their pawn 1 in front of the rook. And you're like, why are they doing that? It doesn't help the bishop. They could be a pro. Right? So by the time you figure out you're playing with the 5-year-old, you've already blown an hour of the game. So no, I don't like it. I don't like it. All right. So no, I don't really want to be playing phantom chess with anybody. I'm too busy. I got things to do and people to see or whatever. Okay, anyway. New injection could offer hope to millions of arthritis sufferers. We talked about this the previous hour. There's a new injection that they believe will cure arthritis because the molecule in this injection called cartagenin encourages damaged cartilage to regenerate. They think what this would do is if you target the certain joints that degenerate as we age, as we wear and tear, or if we have genetically predetermined arthritis or inflammatory arthritis like rheumatoid arthritis, etc., that this could actually be more of a cure. Now, we don't have a cure for arthritis. We don't. I mean, you know, they tried to cure arthritis by coming up with no aging, but that really didn't help. Okay, we really couldn't stop aging. We're going to have wear and tear. We will. You can't keep your car forever. You can't keep your body forever. But that's very interesting that they found this. During the study published in Journal Science, 22,000 drug-like molecules were tested using a robotic screen, really another robot, applying each one to bone marrow stem cells. When this cartagenin was administered to mice with osteoarthritis-like symptoms, how could they tell? Were they cussing every time they got up? It prompted stem cells to change into cartilage cells. See, that's what we need. We need to rejuvenate our cartilage. Either, like what happened in England earlier this year, take a piece out that's healthy, grow it in the lab, put it back in, or improve the cartilage that you already have in there. I think it's brilliant. All right, so again, this is way far out. You know, I don't know when this would be on the market, if it's even been mastered yet. But again, pretty cool. Pretty cool. You know, we may not be able to stop aging, but if we could ease the aging, I'm for easing. I love easing. Easy squeezy. All right, guys, don't go away. We got more Dr. Dahlia coming up. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. I love the music. We are bad to the bone. 1-877-DOCDOLLY. This is a horrible case. I think this is a Wichita woman who just died because she fell off the couch, was left on the floor by her family for days before they finally called for help. They say the woman, 54, was fed from the spot on the floor where she fell. She later died from bed sores that got infected. This is horrible. A report by Wichita police details the tragic timeline beginning when she fell off the couch. According to the woman, she was on the floor between 3 days and 3 weeks before her mother and brother called the paramedics to help. The woman was at 350 pounds, was too heavy to lift back onto the couch, and neither the mother or brother could lift her. So rather than calling for help, the mother and brother fed the woman while she was on the ground. The mother insists that her daughter told her she was fine. Well, how did she pee? How did she go to the bathroom? Mother said she only called for help after 3 days when her daughter stopped talking. You don't leave somebody on the ground. I don't get this. Because of her weight, the 54-year-old woman developed bed sores, which later became infected. She was there longer than 3 days. Yeah, she was there longer. I mean, maybe she was also diabetic. The woman's mother said she didn't know how serious the situation was. All right, if your daughter is lying in feces and urine on the floor, and she's sitting there on her side and can't get up, that's serious. You need to move. Maybe she had a blood clot. Anyway, horrible case. You hear about that all the time. You hear about obese people die in their chair. They have a chair, and they just sit in the chair. It's uncanny. I don't understand. You get the paramedics, and I don't know. Just horrible. All right. Well, if getting a diagnosis of cancer you think is bad enough, this week in the news, they say having a cancer diagnosis ups your risk of suicide and cardiovascular death, i.e. heart attack and stroke, within the first week. So they say a Swedish study, this is horrible, Swedish study followed more than 6 million adult men and women. 786 of them were diagnosed with various cancers during the 15-year follow-up. Compared to their cancer-free counterparts, those people who were diagnosed with cancer had a 12.6% higher risk of suicide and a 5.6% higher risk of cardiovascular death from heart attack or stroke that first week. Wow. Wow. Well, of course, the stress. Of course. All right? They, you know, we've known that stress causes heart rate to go up, blood pressure to go up, your cortisol. Stress isn't good. We always talk about you got to cut the stress. I mean, I've been told, you know, yeah, cut the stress. You know, you'll stop losing your hair. I can't cut the stress. I can't. I mean, I deal with patients all the time. I take on their stress. I got a family. You know, we got, you know, bills, an upside down house. You know, the stress doesn't go away. Cats, you know, coming up with colitis and having diarrhea all over the place. Doggies doing poo-poo house. There's stress. The stress is really hard to cut the stress. But stress kills. Whether you're stressed because your favorite American Idol contestant was voted off, or whether you're stressed because you got a cancer diagnosis, stress kills. Now, I think we as patients are not appropriately educated about cancer. You know, if you really think about it, which is why I try to talk about it on my show and kind of train us into the mode of thinking that I think we should be in. Okay? Everybody is scared to death of cancer. Of course. Nobody's going to say, oh, I'm not afraid of cancer. That's a bloody. Nobody wants cancer, period. Okay? But they don't teach us. They don't teach us that cancer is something you have to battle, just like diabetes and et cetera. And if they do teach us or say something like that, we're usually in high school. And in high school, we don't pay too much attention because we don't think we're going to grow old. I found a poem I wrote. I write a lot of poetry. I love poetry, but they have to be funny poems. They have to rhyme. You won't see a haiku coming out of me. I don't get the whole syllable thing. I think haikus are cool. I just can't write them. So I wrote my mom a poem, and apparently she had turned 37 that day. So this was 80-something, back in the 80s. And I remember when I wrote this, you know, my mom's old. And so this is going to make her feel better because I'm going to show her how much I love her because she's turning 37. 37's not old. So we as kids, it shows how you think. So we as kids, we're like, so when we learn about cancer, you know, in high school, you know, well, when older people get cancer and they get, you know, you think, okay, well, that's not going to happen to me. And, you know, maybe there should be some education on if it does and it can. You know, right now the rate, what is it? It's 1 out of 2 people get cancer, right? It's not a death sentence. There are tons of different types of cancer. There's tons of different types of tumors, all right? And maybe we should educate people on you're going to get a tumor. It could be a benign tumor. It could be a cancerous tumor, but you're going to get a growth. Growths happen. And as you get these growths, you knock it out of the ballpark. If you get a lipoma, and the majority of them are benign, we rarely see liposarcomas, but if you get a lipoma, which is a benign fatty tumor, all right, and it's growing and something's up, you know, you have to take it out. If you have a mole that's changing, a growth on your skin that's changing, you get it checked out, possibly have it taken out. But maybe we need to train us from day one, adults, kids alike, that we will get growths. And our job as patients and doctors is to catch these growths when they're small. But unfortunately, what's happening is people, they don't want to go to the doctor. They don't want to get tested. They think the tests cause cancer themselves. And actually, a study did come out today, which really doesn't help my point. Diagnostic scans tied to radiation risk for gastro patients. Apparently, people getting CT imaging for their celiac disease and inflammatory bowel disease and liver disease, et cetera, you know, and pain in the abdomen could be getting more radiation because of the CAT scans. Well, we know that. We know. Thank you. Thank you. I know. Doesn't really help us too much, but right now with what I'm trying to say. But, you know, I've diagnosed cancer in many people. And luckily, when I knew what was coming, I was able to, a few minutes before, kind of prep them. I mean, again, I don't know if they went home and bawled their eyes out. But luckily, I didn't have anybody in the middle of the office go, oh my gosh, just kill me now, I want to die. All right? We can't think of the big C as something that's going to be our end. Remember, HIV used to be that. In the 80s, we diagnosed with somebody with HIV, and it would be a death sentence. Now people are living. People are doing fine. So what we have now with modern medicine and what we can accomplish right now is spectacular. We have melanoma survivors. We have brain cancer survivors. We have ovarian cancer survivors. Now, yes, some don't survive. Cancer still does kill, but it kills people that wait too long or it gets diagnosed too late. So I think we need to just retrain everybody. Maybe we shouldn't use cancer. Maybe we shouldn't use that term cancer anymore. You know, and I know a lot of charities, you know, breast cancer, et cetera. And I mean, we're going to be using the term, but maybe every, you know, with everyday talk with people, we should just call it growths. And we should teach everybody. I mean, like my kids absolutely freak out with the thought of cancer. Because we've had people that have been afflicted with it, et cetera. And so when they hear the C word on TV, they freak out. Right? And you know, and then of course when one of our family members got cancer, they just went, and I'm like, no. Okay, it's growth. The person in our family has a growth. The growth is called stage one estrogen positive breast cancer, but it's a growth. She's going to knock it out of the ballpark. We're going to knock it out of the ballpark and knock on wood. You know, with the help of the doctor and help of God and prayer, we knocked it out of the ballpark. So maybe that's what we need to start doing. Look at things as we're going to get growths. You'll have little polyps that grow in the colon. We take them out. Little growths in the breast, growths on the prostate. Things grow. If they grow a little funny, we're going to knock it down with a little radiation, magnet therapy, who knows? All right? But I think that approach and that thinking is a heck of a lot easier to digest. We can't be having people stroke and have a heart attack with the news. Anyway, guys, have a great rest of the day. Talk to you tomorrow. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little
white church. Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.